There is a long stretch of Highway 58 in Nash County that is owned by one family, the Boddy family. Today, there's less than 1,000 acres. 200 years ago, the family owned closer to 10,000 acres. They also owned slaves. Fred J. Boddy III traveled to the Harrison Boddy family reunion at Rose Hill Plantation from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Just driving in here, it was so surreal just to see the land where my great-great-grandfather helped build.
Fred Boddy is a descendant of Cooley Boddy, who was born at Rose Hill in the 1830s. Like many slaves, Cooley Boddy was given the surname of his owner. Rose Hill is now a destination spot for weddings, corporate events, and this past weekend, the family reunion. The 12,000-square-foot mansion still sits prominently at the end of the winding driveway. There's also a great room, pool, tennis courts, and a skeet shooting range. Fred Boddy says this is all new to him, but his father, Fred J. Boddy II, made sure the family was aware that the White Boddys from Nash County owned the Hardee's fast food chain.
When you go to any Hardee's restaurant all over this country, you will see Boddy Incorporated on the little gold plaques that they have in Hardee's. So he always reminded us those were our slave owners.
We all stand, please.
Raise your hand if you don't feel like,
if you don't feel like standing up, just raise your hand. Mr. and Mrs. Mayo Boddy.
Benjamin Mayo Boddy is chairman of the board of Boddy Noel Enterprises that owns all those Hardee's fast food restaurants. And he was a guest at this weekend's Harrison Boddy reunion.
I was born here in 1929, so you don't have to figure up. I'll tell you right quick, I'm 83.
Mayo Boddy was born during the Great Depression, and his family lost Rose Hill during that time. The plantation was sold twice before Mayo Boddy and family were able to buy it back in 1979 and began years of renovation. After a hearty meal of baked and fried chicken, Nash County chopped barbecue pork, and the fixins, the family crowd of about 180 people from as far away as California swapped family stories and pictures. David L. Harrison is 87 years old and lives in Durham. He also recalls being born on the Rose Hill Plantation. His father was a sharecropper, and because of the Great Depression, he was able to buy land in Nash County.
So my dad was able to get a loan through the Prudential Life Insurance Company and was able to buy 75 acres of land on Highway 58 with a house during that, by 1934, for $4,000.
Uncle Don, can you come on this side?
Y'all come out. Here.
You can't have a family reunion without the group photo.
Here we go. Nice. Beautiful.
Hold on.
Ready? Good, hold it there.
The rain stopped just long enough for the group pictures. And also nice. Making this photo, Mayo Boddy and his wife.
I'm really impressed by the people and how much they talk about families and how important families are. Because like I said before, that's the basis of everything as far as I'm concerned, yeah.
As one family member told me, it was a day when everybody felt they belonged. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
And the last one. One more time. Everybody nice ready? Smile, family. Good. Thank you.